faked you. I already started recording like 20 seconds ago.
Oh, I do know. I got a little alert notification. The host is recording. No, what? I didn't sign up for this.
Hey, welcome everybody to the first episode of the Heading to WP podcast. Today we are going to kind of introduce ourselves and give you a little bit of info about who we are and what Heading to is and what that looks like going forward. My name is Marcus Burnett. I work for GoDaddy Pro, and with me is my co-host TJ Rogers from Progressive Dental. How's it going, TJ?
It's going pretty well. It is almost the weekend, so that is always a plus.
Yes.
Yeah. How are you?
Really good. Really good. We both live in Central Florida. Weather is beautiful. Weekend is a great time to get outside right now in mid-November, believe it or not. It is nice to be outside, and yeah, I'm looking forward to the weekend too. So let's kind of dive in and talk a little bit more about who we are, what we do day to day. So why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit more about your personal or professional career, however far back you want to start. Maybe not too far back. We don't need to start from birth, but if you want to start us off and tell us a little bit more about yourself, and then maybe some of your professional career, where you work now, what you do on a daily basis.
Yeah, sure. Like you said, my name is TJ, and I do web design and web development for an agency in Clearwater called Progressive Dental, and we specialize in doing marketing and collateral. We do video commercials, ads, SEO, kind of full service agency for dentists, dental practices, and specialty sort of dentistry as well. And I got into doing this, well, because of you. As a kid, I always liked art and technology, and this is a great merger of the two.
So flattering right from the beginning.
Yeah, well, it's just the truth. I mean, as long as I could remember, I always wanted to do something more traditional and artsy, as far as, you know, drawing, not so much painting, but like even things like animation or cartoons, video games, stuff like that. And got into this, you know, seeing how you could make things on the web, especially as we got older, while the web was still in its infancy, so to speak.
Yeah, let's stop for a second to think about how long ago that was, right? We met in 2000, was it 2000?
Yeah, 2000.
We met at the end of 2000, so that's over 20 years ago already that we've been friends, and a lot of that time has been, you know, being able to be creative together through college and into our careers. So yeah, that's a couple of decades.
Yeah, time flies, that's for sure.
No kidding. All right, so talked about through college and our careers. You haven't worked at Progressive Dental that whole time. So how did you get to Progressive Dental?
So again, started off with you at my first agency gig, Thrive Creative Labs, back then called Flight House.
I swear I wasn't fishing for that.
Yeah, right. Well, it's natural progression, little chronological timeline stuff. And so, you know, getting in there, getting our hands dirty. I mean, you know, we studied this also at UCF. Go Knights, charge on. Knights,
yes.
You know, learning a bunch of different sort of tools, techniques, mediums, so to speak. My goodness, doing almost anything that kind of entails in, you know, digital media today, from, you know, shooting commercials, videos, doing an early 2-minute podcast, project management, database stuff, and anything from simple to complex, and getting systems to talk to each other and do fancy things. And so, my first gig was at FlightHouse/Thrive Creative Labs. And back then we were working in Drupal. WordPress hadn't yet become, the owner of the space that it has become today. It was everyone kind of looked down on it or scoffed at it as if we were above it being developers.
Yeah, those were the WordPress is just a blogging platform days.
Yeah, and not anymore. Before it became so powerful and versatile and used to being able to scale it to do tons of different things. Like you said, it was, for blogs and recipes, stuff like that. And now you can build some pretty great web apps and whatnot. So it's come a long way, and it was fun to hop on that train, although it wasn't that long ago for us, 5-6 years. So not even, a decade into it. And that's one of the things that I love most about what we get to do, is that it's always changing and flowing, and there are a million ways to do any given thing, whether that would be adding an image to a web page. And so I love that about it. And again, another thing that I find great about the tech space and startups and the digital age is that so many things are open source. And so, it's not like even things that we learned in like digital media, sort of like law and copyright classes, where you still got to understand this stuff, but it's not like Bush's Baked Beans, where nobody wants to share the family recipe, where it's a big secret. And I think that mm-hmm. has been, responsible for how fast the industry has grown and changed and evolved and keeps getting better, because everyone is willing to share that information and understand that the community itself is what, makes it boom and lively and exciting. So, and then, a drawback is we can look back 2 months and be like, why would we build something this way? That's caveman type stuff. And so, a double-edged sword, but mostly super duper exciting and thrilling. So it's just really fun to think stuff up in your head and make it come alive. And so that's what drew me to, storytelling and animation. And we get to do that stuff for people and businesses and help them reach and grow their audiences and have a greater impact on people's lives, whatever industry or forefront that they're looking to be a part of. And it's just fantastic that, any person can have a website on anything, and, we have the power to be our own brands and stations and forecast this stuff and have all these different tools and ways to, reach people and to be seen and to connect. And then after we got done at Thrive, went to another agency, also in the greater Orlando area. And so for both of those two companies, Thrive and then Next Horizon, you were doing work and websites and branding, marketing for all types of different clientele, and transitioning from Next Horizon. I was there for a year and a quarter. And then was the it, beginning was it of that this long? Year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, so to sort of to fill in the timeline there, right? We both left Thrive at the end of 2019. You had finally had enough of me and decided that you wanted to work somewhere that I wasn't.
That's right.
I'm just kidding.
You caught me.
So you worked at Next Horizon for a while. I didn't realize it was even that long. And then Progressive Dental was, I guess, earlier this year then that you started there?
Yeah, March 15th.
Okay.
So, yeah, about almost 8 months, right? Just about 8 months now. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, time goes by really fast. And so it's fascinating because this is what it feels the most sort of like ad agency type mm-hmm. place that I've ever been at. You know, you're seeing stuff on TV and movies and stuff, like very fast paced, multiple account managers who manage 30 plus clients and all that jazz, and being able to have different types of collaboration. You know this very well, but at Thrive, it was you and I, you know, building websites.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. So to be clear, our Thrive was at most, I think, six people at any time right. during our tenure there, which we were both there for, I don't know, 8-9 years, right? Something along those lines.
Yeah, about a decade, close to.
And we were, we were six people at most. TJ and I were the web design and development department. So there was a lot of collaboration between the two of us, but not a ton with a bunch of other teammates and stuff. So after parting ways in 2019, we both got a chance to be in larger work environments. And so, that's, I guess, what you're saying there is getting a chance to collaborate with different departments and lots of other folks that are really specialized in what they do.
Yes. Yeah. So it's eye-opening because it almost feels like going from shotgun indie filmmaking to all of a sudden doing a big budget studio action movie with all these moving pieces that gotta work together and having all these processes in place to, help facilitate that as far as collaboration, things being in sync, different types of meetings for different departments, department heads, and again, not like what we were doing at Thrive where, we were winging it. Oh yeah. Winging it. And, had to do a bit of everything.
Yeah. I'd say we did a good job at what we did, but the processes were not particularly formalized and we sort of, made some of it up as we went, what made sense for that particular client at the time. And like I said, I think we did a good job for our customers, but being a small team, we kind of had to bend to the different asks, the different things that we needed to do any given project or any given client.
Yeah, I will say that the thing that I do miss the most about working, with you at Thrive and working at Next Horizon is the customer service aspect in terms of speaking with the clients. It was nice to really kind of get a feel for who they were, what they were looking for, and having a rapport with them that I don't experience at Progressive Dental because good, again, pros and cons. I was one who was a very much people pleaser in terms of clients could wiggle their way for more service than what they were paying for, and by way of trying to make them as satisfied as possible, that you could lose money on your budget by
great for the customer. Not quite as great for the company.
Yeah. So I have the buffer and the barrier of the account managers who, keep everyone in line, clients included. So, it's nice to have evolved and shifted the responsibilities that I've had, at both agencies, and having a different merger here at Progressive Dental.
So yeah, that makes sense.
It's very, very different and exciting. And I'm liking it. So it has the bits of structure and process that Next Horizon had that we didn't quite have, you know, with our winging it, running gun style at Thrive, but it had the culture and liveliness of Thrive. You know, we kind of cut back, listen to music, and all the creatives are kind of sitting together, and you know, we still go and get down and in the grind and whatnot, but it is also nice to in the agency environment to have that feel where we've got, you know, we've got stuff like ping pong tables and basketball hoops and shuffleboard, foosball, so we can still kind of get away and have some of that time where we can one, let loose, two, kind of do team building and fun stuff, and then three, you know, sometimes you just kind of need to step away from any given project or problem to gain some distance and perspective and to come back with fresh eyes. So it's nice to have those sorts of areas in your workplace where you can do that. So yeah, it's been very cool to have an evolution of different types of agencies to work at. So very, very fast paced too. So I like that a lot. Never get bored.
Yeah, sounds like you got to sort of step through maybe a progression of like agency size, right? Started at really small agency together, and then sort of stepped into that next phase of what it would look like if, you know, that were a bit larger, growing, and then now you get a chance to see what having a larger team and having, you know, again, people that are very specialized in their jobs fill those roles in between, where you had to even before this, where you were talking to customers and stuff, you still had to wear those hats, right? Both hats. You had to be a designer and developer, and you had to be the customer service project manager. And now having a larger team allows sort of even more of a separation there of specialties, where the project manager can really focus on doing what they do best, which is managing projects. And you can focus on what you do best, which is designing and developing websites. And at the end of the day, the customer gets everyone doing the thing that they do best.
Oh yeah, for sure. Cool. Yeah. What about you, man? How the progression of your career and ending up at GoDaddy Pro and on marketing and community. Yeah, what has that transition and evolution been like for you?
Yeah, so, you know, professionally, again, it starts with us working together. Started off, well, we can step even further back like we did before. Started in college. We did a lot of creative media stuff, like you said, some 3D animation, 2D animation, some audio stuff, some video stuff. But I was always itching to find a way to share that with other people. And, you know, of course, the internet is the way that we do that. It wasn't quite as prolific in terms of social medias and all of that all of that could be shared to at the time. So, you know, it was all about learning how to build your own websites. So that was kind of how I got there. I really enjoyed the kind of media stuff that we did, but was always itching to figure out how to get that to, you know, everyone else, how I could show my parents that online, you know, online, how I could share that with other friends and stuff. This is, you know, what do we say, 2000, 2002. This is pre-Facebook. This is pre-Instagram, pre-Dribbble and Behance and, you know, all of the different avenues that you would now, you know, Twitter, that you would now share kind of all of that stuff. So it was, you know, either learn how to build a website and put it there, or you don't share it with anybody, or you carry it around on a, we didn't even have flash drives then. You had to burn it to a CD, and then you'd have to take that CD to someone's house and pop it in their computer and show them that way. So
our kids will never believe that.
No,
they're not gonna know what any of those things are. Those are museums and wiki pages.
Even saying it out loud now makes it feel just real yucky, real janky. So anyways, that's, I think, where kind of my focus into web started there, right? It was back in college when we were doing all that stuff. We're like, let's figure out how we can get this online. So did that, learned how to do some of, you know, some of that stuff, worked at another job we both worked at, an apartment complex in Orlando. And they had a need for not a website for the, you know, for marketing purposes, but a website for placing residents together. So I really got to figure out what database management looked like, how to write all that, rolled all that from PHP, no content management system. Again, early days of all of that. So there wasn't a lot to choose from.
Yeah, that was Wales, right?
Right. Yep. Yeah. It was Wales, and it was intended to enter a bunch of incoming residents, you know, data, their habits, age, and all of that stuff. And based on those scoring, match them together into apartments. So it was a really good learning experience for me to figure out what storing data and retrieving data and all that stuff looked like. And then that led into looking for work in that industry, in that area. So started at Thrive, like you said, Flight House at the time. One of the first things we did when I started there was look at content management systems, so we didn't have to roll all of that stuff our own with PHP and MySQL. We started with Drupal, like you said, worked on Drupal for a number of years, and one of the version changes there, we decided that we weren't exactly happy with the direction that Drupal was headed. They were headed mega enterprise and real developer heavy. So we decided to kind of explore the field and see what other options there were. And I think we tried a couple of different ones and landed on WordPress at that time. Sort of like we talked about earlier, WordPress had evolved from being a, you know, a blogging platform only to something that could do a whole lot more. And I enjoyed kind of the similarities in the way that WordPress was set up at that time to the version of Drupal that we had been using that we liked. So moving from one platform to the other wasn't just a huge learning curve. In fact, I found WordPress to be easier to develop for than even the Drupal version that we were using and enjoying. So then WordPress came along, we started using that, worked at Thrive together for, like you said, what, 5 or 6 years on WordPress, and we worked at Thrive longer than that,
right?
But on WordPress those 5 or 6 years, and then at the end of 2019 we both left Thrive, and you went off to work at Next Horizon, and I at that time decided that I wanted to try and find something remote. So this is actually pre-COVID, where little did we know we were all going to be working remote, at least for some period of time.
Yeah, that was that was only two or 3 months before.
Yeah, COVID. We're looking at probably about 3 months before, you know, end of 2019, beginning of 2020. Yeah. Was when I was looking for remote work. The rest of the world hadn't quite gotten there yet, but there were some opportunities. There were some companies that were touting remote work for their companies, fully distributed. So, you know, tried to find something like that, something that would give me flexible hours. One of the things I really did enjoy at Thrive were the flexibility of our hours. So I didn't want to give that up. Wanted to find something where I could have flexible hours. I have two young daughters and wanted to make sure that I can, you know, be able to go on field trips and stay home at times with them, or if they're sick, stuff like that. So looking for remote work at that time, before that was something that the entire world adopted. And thankfully was able to find a support position supporting WooCommerce plugins for a team called Skyverge. Skyverge had been around for, I don't remember the exact number now, 7 or 8 years, I think.
Okay.
Fully remote the entire time, building WooCommerce extensions for memberships and local pickup and social logins and all of that kind of thing.
For anyone who doesn't know, what is WooCommerce?
Yeah, fair enough. WooCommerce is a plugin itself for WordPress that allows you to sell things online, whether that's physical or digital products. WooCommerce is not just a way, but probably the most popular way to be able to sell things with your WordPress site. So SkyVerge was another level removed from that, building extensions to WooCommerce, which is itself an extension to WordPress.
Yes.
But allowing folks who are merchants who are selling things online to be able to do more with their websites, and enhanced selling functionality. So I started there in support. I was, you know, we were both doing web design and development at Thrive, and it was something that, you know, I kind of put some feelers out for, but also was looking at some support positions to, you know, just kind of do something different, right? We've been designing and developing sites a lot, and I really enjoyed it, but I kind of also wanted to take some of that knowledge that we had learned along the way and be able to help other folks, other agencies and freelancers and professionals build their sites and build sites for their clients and stuff. So support was on the table there to be able to help other people. And I was able to get a support position with SkyVerge in, it was actually, I started right after COVID started. People were still not exactly sure what was going to happen. This was, you know, the first couple of weeks probably,
right,
of COVID news. And SkyVerge hired me on then. Like I said, they had been remote the whole time, so even the remote work, as we were going to see, would not change things a whole lot for the SkyVerge team, as it did with a lot of the rest of the world. Anyways, so I started at SkyVerge, worked there for several months into doing a little bit of support / engineering work. And then at some point decided to kind of take some of that a little bit more public, more outreach, instead of waiting for folks to come into us, see if I could go out into the community, into the WooCommerce community and WordPress community, and try and sort of help people with their sites where they were, instead of waiting for them to come to us. And so at that point, my role started to evolve a little bit from support over into more on the community side within SkyVerge, community and marketing side, as I was working some with the marketing team as well for SkyVerge at that point. So I did that for a few months, and then anytime there's an acquisition, generally the company being acquired is a little bit surprised at first. So to our shock and surprise a little bit, SkyVerge was acquired by GoDaddy in October of 2020. So I've been at GoDaddy for just over a year now. But rolling over into GoDaddy, I continued to work, you know, with the SkyVerge team, doing a lot of the same stuff that I was doing before. And then a couple of months ago, I transitioned over from the community side of things with SkyVerge to a more holistic community, still focused on WooCommerce, but within GoDaddy Pro, which is a sub-brand of GoDaddy, specifically focused on, like I said before, the people that I wanted to help support were, you know, the agencies, the freelancers, the other professionals, people building sites for other people. So,
right.
That's where I've landed within GoDaddy Pro. I'm on the field events and community team. So some of what I do now is community focused, and some of it is events and meetups and speaking at conferences and stuff like that. So yeah, it's kind of a long trailing story. Some of it, like a lot of it, overlaps with what you were talking about earlier. We did work together for a long, long time. And then, the last couple of years have been kind of doing separate things a little bit. It's been fun though. And certainly it'll be interesting to see how even this role evolves as, you know, the pandemic starts to slowly, hopefully, kind of fade behind us a little bit. And some of the in-person events and stuff that have been canceled or on the back burner for the last couple of years start to come back. Part of my job is being, you know, at events and stuff. So we get a chance to be out and meet some folks and be out in the community that way as well.
Shoot. Well, now that everyone's got an idea of who we are and expertise that we've gained throughout our career, why don't we tell them about what in the world Heading 2 is and why decided it exists.
Why they've been listening to this podcast for who knows how many minutes it's been so far. Why did we start heading to? So we actually started heading to, I tried to look this up because I couldn't get an exact date, but I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago that we actually started heading to, at least we started heading to as a thought, and we actually got as far as building a few things.
Even a couple of YouTube videos.
Yeah, we had a couple of YouTube videos. We had some, we had a site and some social media channels and stuff. But yeah, kind of, I don't know, we got busy, I guess. And you know, if you've listened to our stories here for the last little while, you'd see that, you know, things happened at the end of 2019. We left jobs, started other jobs. We weren't in the same office all day, every day. So, you know, life kind of gets in the way there sometimes. And it was difficult for us to make it a priority. So, you know, we're sort of restarting heading to, I guess, is what I'm trying to say there. I've done a little bit of writing on the new site, which, you know, we'll say at the end, but it's heading2.com. If you go to heading2.com, there's some writing there that kind of chronicles a little bit of the backstory, you know, already added some things there about who we are, what Heading2 is, where we started, some of the branding stuff that we walked through that surprisingly, you know, I usually look back at things that are several years old that I've done and I look at it and I'm like, I don't know, I think that could be better, which I think is generally a good thing, but in this case I looked at what we had started and was like, I really like this still. We really didn't have a chance to share this with anybody. I mean,
right,
a handful of people probably saw it from our YouTube videos, but we really didn't get a chance to share it with the rest of the world. So I think we by and large have stuck with the same branding this time around. And
I think so. Yeah.
That didn't answer at all what Heading2 is, other than a thing that you and I started. Why don't you tell us what actually is Heading2? What are we trying to do here?
So Heading2 is a place we're hoping where we can share some knowledge that we've gained, expertise that we've gained in our years of being web designers, developers, and hopefully, you know, be helpful to anyone who is looking to either start building and designing websites or get more comfortable or better at designing and building websites. And in particular, using the CMS that we've been using for a better half of a decade now, WordPress and tools and plugins that we use that help us make it more flexible, scalable, versatile, kind of unlocking, if you will, some things that you may or may not have known that you could do building websites. And we'd like to, you know, take you along for that ride. We'll be discovering stuff all the time as well. And, you know, whatever
certainly
knowledge we glean, we would love to share that with anyone who's looking to, you know, make this a career. Again, as we've both talked about, you know, COVID hit. And so people are pivoting, and some people may want to pivot into, you know, learning how to make websites for other people or starting a business where they bake sweets or make cheesecakes for people and want to sell those. And so, again, you know, stuff that Marcus does with GoDaddy Pro and being able to get out there and find out pain points for what people are doing while they're trying to learn how to create shops, sell goods, services. Again, whether that's physical or digital, you know, we would love to be of service in that. And hopefully we can all help each other to grow, you know, in a field that's still growing that encompasses lots of different fields. So, you know, I think that that's the main core and the purpose of Heading2 is to, you know, learn and grow while we work on projects in our regular work life, or things that we may be freelancing, or different side projects we want to try and attempt and explore, and hopefully share that with anyone else who wants to do the same.
Yeah, definitely. What I hope that you all take from this intro episode is that TJ and I have been around in this web design and development world for too long of a time, more time than I thought, a couple of decades, right? We've been around this for a while. We've seen a lot. We've worked with a bunch of different technologies and platforms. We've kind of settled on WordPress. I think we both agree that WordPress is maybe the best tool for the job for most sites. I would hope so, since we've committed to you know, staking our careers on WordPress.
That's right.
But that we've seen quite a bit and worked with quite a bit. We've built sites, we've built stores. We've both had side projects selling things print on demand, or starting sites for teachers and being, you know, kind of the web design and development and marketing and business side of that, and all the different roles, you know, social media and everything. That we've seen all of these things. We've done all of these from an agency perspective, and you know, TJ's at an agency now, and for me, from kind of a product perspective, right? We're at GoDaddy Pro trying to build the things that agencies need to do all of that, right? Email and social and hosting and, you know, WordPress and WooCommerce and selling things online. So between the experience that we have had over the last 20 years and kind of the different perspectives that we come to that from now, from an agency side and from the hosting and you know, professional services side, that we're able to give you advice where to go, where not to go, things to look out for, you know, how to do certain things specifically in WordPress, and we want to share those in a lot of different ways. So kind of the final question that we have here for ourselves, for each other, is what people can expect from the site and podcast. I think we're starting there. I don't think that's really where we're going to land, is just the site and podcast, but that's where we're starting, and hopefully that we can branch out from there and continue to do some more things. Is there anything you want to add there, TJ, about you know, what people can expect from Heading To as a whole?
I think that one thing I would like to add, again, one of my favorite things about working in this industry is the kind of community feel and almost experimental, scientific, Wild West feel that it also has to it too. Because again, I would love for anyone who finds this podcast or the site to engage with us, because, you know, we all learn better and faster when we're learning together. If anyone has any insight that they'd like to share or anything that they would like to learn, we would be more than willing to you know, build a community around that and to be able to share that in a hopefully encouraging and fun, if not silly at times, way. So, you know, engaging, entertaining, a little bit of everything for web design, development, and anything in between.
Yeah, I know that you're part of the WordPress community. I'm so glad that the one of us who doesn't have community in their title was the one to talk about the community. That's awesome. Cool. So I think with that, we'll probably wrap up this first episode, this intro episode of the Heading To WP podcast. Thank you all for sticking with us through all of that and some of our backstory. We'll definitely get to talking a little bit more about WordPress itself and some of our experiences, past and current, and all of that in coming episodes. For now, you can check us out at headingto.com. There's a little bit of a kind of a landing page there, but we'll be shortly getting some more things there. It's a landing page and some blog posts that we've gotten started, but there will be more coming soon, especially with this podcast releasing. We'll add a podcast page and kind of do up the homepage a little bit. So check us out there. We do have some social media channels that we'll be working on. So watch out for those. Those are coming. If you would, star, heart, favorite, whatever your podcatcher app has in it. If you would do that for this episode, that would be great. That helps other people find out about this podcast. And since it's brand new, we'll need the help, all the help that we can get getting the word out about the podcast and your generous reviews of it and all of that. So make sure that you review and like it. If you enjoy this podcast, make sure to subscribe, and that way you'll get the next episode. And yeah, that's it for this one. Thanks, TJ, and I look forward to chatting it up some more in the next ones.
Absolutely. Till next time.
All right. Bye, everyone.